The fate of 2 months long tenure of Pakistan's new Prime Minister Raja Parvez Ashraf hangs in balance after the Supreme Court summoned him to appear himself in the court on August 27. The apex court has given Prime Minister 2 options, either face contempt of court proceeding or comply with the court order to reopen money laundering cases of millions of dollars against President Asif Zardari.
Mr. Zardari has absolutely no mind to agree to rule of law, to supremacy of constitution and judgment of the Supreme Court. The intention seems to be, how can they save his interests and interests of all those corrupt elements who are involved in different corruption cases pending in judiciary.
The 5-member panel of judges in its latest order reminded new Prime Minister of what had happened with his predecessor Yousuf Raza Gilani, who not long ago was convicted and disqualified by the court for disobeying its order to reopen money laundering cases against President Zardari.
There are no signs that the government would budge its stance that the president enjoy constitutional immunity from prosecution on money laundering charges. The legal experts, however, believe that it is the legal right of the Supreme Court to determine the scope and the limits of constitutional immunity to the president. Interestingly, the government is not filing petition with the Supreme Court to claim immunity to the president.
Court invites them to invoke that jurisdiction of Article 248, the immunity of Article 248. But they are themselves are not invoking, because they are scared that, of course, impliedly they have the immunity, but if it is held by the court that they have no such immunity, then they will, you know, have no other alternate.
Zardari was convicted by Swiss court for laundering corruption money in Swiss offshore companies. However, the ruling People's Party withdrew all corruption cases against him in April 2008 when Swiss court was expected to sentence him. Zardari was given immunity from prosecution after the US brokered a power deal between ruling People's Party and former military ruler General Pervez Musharraf in 2007. In 2009, the Supreme Court struck down a discriminatory amnesty to Zardari and 8,000 other allegedly corrupt officials and politicians from prosecution in order to reopen corruption cases against them. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.